Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun.
Cousin Kara, guess what? Our grandfather Harry was transferred to Fort Varley. So Shining Time Station has a new engineer. His name is Billy Two Feathers.
But schemer is still schemer, and you know what that means. And Aunt Stacy is fine, and she's really happy running the stations. A man named Mr. Nicholas came to visit us at Christmas time. Mr. Nicholas needed help in his workshop, so when he went back to his home at the North Pole, Mr. Conductor went along with him.
But then Mr. Conductor's cousin arrived. There's always a Mr. Conductor living here, or else it wouldn't be Shining Time Station. See you on Halloween. Love, Tanya.
When you get here, your cousin Matt.
Who's your friend?
I'm Kara Copper. Tanya's my cousin.
Hiya, Kara. We've been expecting you. Welcome to Shining Time Station,
the pride of the Indian Valley Line. Mm. Kara wants to be an engineer like our Grandpa Harry.
Oh, that's great. Oh, Matt, have you seen your cousin Dan?
He's not back yet, Aunt Stacy.
Well, would you kids mind looking for him for me, please?
Sure.
Sure. Thanks. Okay.
You just missed the kids. They went out to look for you.
Hmm.
Where's your costume, honey?
I haven't got one yet, Aunt Stacy.
Oh, I think you'll find something to make your costume with. Why don't you go around and explore?
Okay.
Ween!
Oh, Schemer, these pumpkins are rotten.
Hey, only technically, Miss Jones, only technically.
Oh, you know, Schemer, it is dishonest to try to sell painted pumpkins.
It's a disguise, Miss Jones. The pumpkins this year are wearing orange paint as a costume.
Oh, Schemer, that's against the spirit of Halloween.
Jonesy, don't tell me about the spirit of Halloween. The spirit of Halloween is about two things. Making a buck selling costumes and pumpkins. And number two, getting free candy.
Oh,
huh?
Huh? Now that's the spirit of Halloween.
What I like about Halloween is you get to be somebody else.
Yeah, a couple of years ago I dressed up and pretended I was Rick.
Can I pretend that I was Ted?
Yeah.
Guys, let's get our costumes on.
Oh, now that's a good idea.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Tanya Lasagna and Matt the Hat.
Look, it's Mr. Conductor.
Oh.
Wait, where are you going?
No, you're imagining me. I'm not really here.
Be afraid of us. Harry's my grandfather and Tanya's my cousin. They told me all about Thomas and the other trains.
Hey, I'm Dan Jones. Stacy's my aunt, and she told me all about your stories and your magic.
You like stories, trains, and magic? Well, you've come to the right place. Let me properly introduce myself. Mr. Conductor, at your service.
Are you going trick-or-treating around here?
Here, there, and everywhere, Dan.
Isn't that Halloween where Thomas lives? What is it called?
The Island of Sodor. Of course they do. And they even have ghosts.
Real ghosts?
Well, Thomas thought he saw a real ghost. Let me tell you about it.
Thank you.
of the accident, it runs again as a warning to others, plunging into the gap, shrieking like a lost soul.
Percy, what are you talking about?
The ghost train. Driver saw it last night.
Where? Asked Thomas and Toby.
He didn't say. Oh, it makes my wheels wobble to think of it.
Said Thomas. You're just a silly little engine. I'm not scared.
Thomas didn't believe in your ghost, said Percy next morning. His driver laughed.
Neither do I. It was only a pretend ghost story.
Percy was disappointed. That evening, he came back from the harbor. Percy knew where he was, even in the dark. Crow's Farm Crossing. We shan't be long now. He liked running at night. The rails hummed and the signal light shone green. But a broken cartload of lime lay ahead. Sam the farmer had just gone for help. Percy broke the cart to smithereens. Lime flew everywhere. He puffed quickly to the nearest signal box. Percy's driver explained what had happened.
I'll see to it, said the signalman. But you'd better clean Percy, or people will think he's a ghost.
Percy chuckled.
Do let's pretend I'm a ghost and scare Thomas. That'll teach him to say I'm a silly little engine.
Toby promised to help. Thomas was being oiled up for his evening train.
Percy's had an accident, cried Toby.
Poor engine, said Thomas.
Botheration! That means I'll be late.
They've cleared the line for you, but there's something worse.
Out with it, Toby. I can't wait all evening.
I've just seen something, said Toby.
It looked like Percy's ghost. It said it was coming here to warn us.
Who cares? Don't be frightened, Toby. I'll take care of you.
Let me in! Let me in!
Wills Percy. No, no, not by the smoke on my chimney, chim, chim.
I'll choke and I'll puff and I'll break your door in.
Oh, dear, exclaimed Thomas. It's getting late.
I'd no idea. I must find Annie and Clarabelle.
It was morning when Thomas returned.
Where have you been? Asked Toby.
Said Thomas, I knew you'd be sad about Percy, and I didn't like to intrude. I slept in the freight shed, and...
Oh, sorry, can't stop. Gotta see a coach about a train.
Percy was none the worse for his adventure, and was still enjoying himself enormously. He had heard everything.
Well, 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 what do you know about that?
Anyone would think, chuckled Toby, that our Thomas had just seen a ghost.
And now, speaking of ghosts, I've got to fly. It's nighttime in the tropics, and I'm due for trick-or-treating by and by.
Thomas was silly to be afraid. There's no such thing as ghosts.
Boy, nothing scares you, does it?
Stacy, dear, have you heard?
Heard what, Midge?
Anything. I have been visiting my sister in Doodlehaven since last night. I'm out of touch. Is anything new?
Well, you know what they say, Midge. Every day is a different story.
Yes, yes. Who's they? What story?
So you're really not afraid of anything?
Mm-hmm.
See that? I dare you to grab that banana. Or are you too scared?
No.
I'm not afraid.
Don't you eat that schemer, it's mine.
Hey, finders keepers, losers weepers.
Oh, those schemers, that belongs on my hat. How dare you steal my banana?
Steal? Hey, if you're gonna go pointing fingers around here, point them over in that direction over there.
Oh, shame on you. Shame on you, schemer, blaming those kids. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
Okay.
You could have gotten into a lot of trouble for taking that banana.
Hey, you made me take it.
Well, you didn't have to take it.
Dan, have you found your costume yet?
Dad Stacy said I'd find it right here at Chiming Time Station. But I haven't found anything yet.
Well, ideas have a way of coming from places where you least expect them. This station is full of surprises. Did you know that you can go inside this mural through that tunnel over there?
Really?
It's called the Anything Tunnel. Would you like me to show you? I thought so. Very well, but you have to watch carefully. It's a fast ride.
Who have creaky wings, who would love to sneak up behind me. There are ghosts I know, who wherever I go, if they wanted, they'd quickly find me. But my dad, he said, they're inside my head, and my fears are all gonna fade. So what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? There are kids at school who are kind of cruel. They just love to tease and dare me. But I take their dares, take them anywhere, and pretend that their dares don't scare me. If I just refuse, not a lot I'd lose. They're not even kids in my grade. So what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? I'm not afraid of thunderstorms in the spring. That's kind of lucky. I'm not afraid of garden snakes, though a lot of kids think they're yucky. I'm not afraid of hornet's nests or English tests or household pests. But some things you'd walk right by make me feel I'm gonna cry. There are times I think, if I just don't blink, when those other kids tease and taunt me. If I simply can show I'm my own man, they can try, but they'll never daunt me. Yes, they'll eat their words. I'll show all those nerds of what stuff I'm really made. So what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? Maybe I'm afraid of only being afraid.
But Mr. Conductor, people won't like me if they know I'm afraid.
Well, I like you.
And I like you too, Mr. Conductor.
And I was afraid of you and Kara until I got to know you.
But you don't have to be afraid of me.
I don't have to be, and I'm not. But I was. Hey, if you want to hear something really scary, listen to this.
Oh!
look wonderful.
Thanks.
There you go.
Stacy?
Yeah.
Oh, this is my friend Becky.
Oh, Becky, hi. Welcome to Shining Time Station. Wait a minute. Have any of you seen Dan?
I saw him. He was out in front of the station.
Okay, kids, you stay here. Becky and I are going to go look for Dan.
Okay, sure.
Oh, no. I'm late for trick-or-treating in Abilene. I knew I shouldn't have gone back to the island of Sodor. Percy was all upset, frightened from buffer to buffer.
What was he afraid of?
What else? A dragon. Come on, I'll tell you about it.
Thomas and Percy are good friends, but sometimes Percy teases Thomas about being frightened, and he doesn't like that at all. One evening, he was dozing happily, but Percy wanted to talk. Wake up, Thomas. Are you dreaming about the time you thought I was a ghost? Certainly not. Anyway, I was only pretending to be scared. I knew it was you, really. Percy went on teasing him. I hope the guard leaves the light on for you tonight. Why? Asked Thomas. I quite like the dark. Oh, really? Exclaimed Percy. I am surprised. I always thought you were afraid of the dark. I wonder why. Thomas decided to say nothing and went to sleep instead. Next day, Sir Topham Hatt came to see him. I would like you to go to the harbor tonight. You have to collect something rather unusual. What sort of something? Asked Thomas. Wait and see, replied Sir Topham Hatt. Meanwhile, Percy was moving freight cars into a siding. Henry arrived with his goods train. The signalman changed the switches, and Percy waited on the siding until Henry had steamed by. Then there was trouble. The switches are jammed, called the signalman. I can't switch them back for Percy. The workmen will have to mend them in the morning. It's too late now. Said Percy's driver. I'm sorry, Percy, but you'll have to stay here for the night. Where are you going? Asked Percy. Home for tea, replied the fireman. Percy was speechless. He watched as the other engines went home to the shed. Nighttime came, and Percy began to feel very lonely. Oh, dear, he murmured. It's very dark. Oh, what's that? It was only an owl, but Percy didn't realize this. Oh, I wish Thomas were here, too, he sighed. Thomas was waiting for his mysterious load at the harbor. Suddenly, there it was. Cinders and ashes, cried Thomas. It's a dragon. Don't worry, laughed his driver. This dragon is made of paper. It's for the carnival tomorrow. Workmen lifted the dragon onto Thomas's low loader and put lights all around it for protection. Then Thomas set off into the misty night. Percy was asleep on his siding and had no idea that Thomas was approaching him. Percy woke up with a start. Help! Cried Percy. I'm not going to open my eyes until my driver comes. Next morning, the switches were mended and Percy puffed back to the junction. Gordon was just about to leave with the express. You'll never guess what I saw last night. Gordon was in no mood for puzzles. I'm a busy engine. I don't have time for your games. I've seen a huge dragon. It was covered in lights. Gordon snorted. You've been in the sun too long. Your dome has cracked. When the other engines heard the news, they laughed too. Look out, Percy, chuckled James, or the dragon may gobble you up. No one believes me, huffed Percy. Maybe I did imagine the dragon after all. But Percy soon found out that he hadn't. Help! Save me! Cried Percy. It's all right, whistled Thomas, and he explained about the carnival. By the way, how was your night out? Percy decided to tell Thomas the truth. "Well, Percy," said Thomas, "maybe we do get scared sometimes, but if we're not afraid to tell each other, then that means we're quite brave, too."
"You mean even engines get afraid?"
"Of course they do. Engines and people. Anyone who says they've never been afraid must have spent their whole life sleeping. Well, I'm off to Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen."
"Okay, Dan. Here they are."
"Hey, Dan, where's your costume?"
"Oh, I don't have one yet."
"Aren't you afraid you'll miss trick-or-treat?"
"Dan's not afraid of anything. He told me."
"Right.
Really? Everyone's afraid of something."
"Yeah.
I have an idea. You know the drawer in Billy's desk? I dare you to go open it. If you can do that without being afraid, then we'll believe you."
"Yeah."
Doing in here?
Billy.
"Hi. The only reason I came in here is because someone dared me to."
"Someone dared you to, huh? Well, you know, a guy can get into an awful lot of trouble taking dares." "It's a flute. Nothing to be scared of." "In my tribe, it's a tradition for a man to carve a flute to make up his own special song. Then he plays that song to the woman that he wants to marry. And then when they have babies, it becomes a lullaby. Want to try?" "You see, music can turn sadness into happiness. But there is something missing."
"What?"
"Your costume. What do you say we take care of that problem right now?"
"Boy, sure is kind of quiet and dark around here. Hey, maybe I'll, play a song and lighten things up." "Lighten things up! Lighten things up!"
"Look! It's...
Zorro! I thought Zorro made the sign of a Z."
"Well, our Zorro just made a mess."
"Wow! Amigos, mira Didi!"
"Ooh, scary.
The master of money mandates music. Come on."
"All right.
Come on.
Come on.
Sing it, Dee Dee. Let's mean it. Uno, dos, tres.
Well, it's on one day.
second, Dee Dee.
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late, but I was busy gluing this pineapple to my head.
Huh?
Hey, where'd everybody go? Maybe my food's going sour.
Wait, just don't eat it all at once.
You were scared, too.
Hey, Dan, feel like doing one more dare?
Yeah.
I'm done taking dares from anyone. I want to go trick-or-treating.
Halloween is such baby stuff. I am far too dignified for Halloween. Besides, I do not believe in being quote unquote scared.
Go to a shining time station.